Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Besides Court, who's ever heard of Janis Joplin? Anybody? Oh, okay. Well, Janis Joplin goes back to the 60s and 70s, and she was a famous rock and blues singer. And one of the songs that she made famous or popularized was a song called Me and Bobby McGee. And there's a line from that song, which is, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. So I thought I would use that line as a lead-in to what I'm going to talk about today, which is freedom. And so just take a moment and ask yourself, to you, what is freedom? A month or two ago, I had this experience where I woke up in the morning, and it was early, and I was just laying in bed, and I heard this faint sound of a drum beat. And because it was faint, I thought maybe it was in the distance. And so there's a kid down the street who plays in a band, so it was early, but I figured, well, maybe he's playing, practicing. So I laid in bed for a while, and I got out of bed, and I was still half asleep, and I realized that the drum sound was coming from a different direction than I thought. It wasn't coming from his house. So I thought, well, maybe I left on the TV. So I got up and I checked, and the TV wasn't on. And so I was walking down the hall to go to the kitchen to get some breakfast. And on the way, I passed a window that had been left open. It was slightly open. And I realized that it was raining out, and it was raining very hard. And all of a sudden, you know, in that moment, I realized that the drum sound was actually the rain banging down the drain pipe. So it wasn't the sound of a drum which my mind had created. And when I became free of that idea, when I gave up trying to figure out what the drum sound was, I experienced it directly as the drain pipe. So you could say that when I became free of that idea that it was a drum, I woke up. So when we wake up, we're free, and we surrender, and then we're free. Right? So I surrendered this idea that I had that it was a drum, the sound of a drum. And as a metaphor, that's waking up. We surrender all the ideas that we have, and then we see things freely. So, and some of this is familiar, but this is sort of a general Zen theme that comes up all the time. There are two ways to answer this question, what is freedom? And the first is what we call in Zen the conventional way. And that's the one which most of us are familiar with. So the conventional answer would be that freedom is about becoming free of something. And it could be an unpleasant job, a bad relationship, an illness, a seemingly unbearable responsibility, or emotions like fear, hatred, anxiety, shame. Right? So we want to be free of these things. And from this point of view, freedom is a concept, a definition which is quite different from the actual experience of freedom. And the idea of freedom is based on, of course, all the associations and perceptions and preconceptions and projections that we have about what freedom is. Also, the conventional answer creates a duality, because there is that from which we must be free. And we must be free also of that person that desires this freedom. So there's freedom, and there's somebody who desires this freedom. But, you know, there's another way, as we know in Zen, to understand what freedom is. And this is the unconventional way, the way of a still mind. So Basho has a poem, "Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself." So the grass is free. It just grows. And so in this haiku, nothing is hindered by anything else. Neither the spring nor the grass has any idea of freedom, but it's free. Now, children are a beautiful example of freedom. And I think as young children, whether we remember it or not, have experienced freedom. And the philosopher, the Zen philosopher D.T. Suzuki, talks about children and their inherent freedom. And he says, as very young children, we are naturally authentic communicators and conversationalists. But then somewhere down the road, we began to be guided away from that natural human talent as a shift occurred in our education that emphasized the correct answer and demanded formal speech that did not encourage engagement and dissuading our true personalities from coming out, lest we run the risk of ridicule. What he's saying is sort of the truth of what happens, right? Early childhood in particular is wonderful, right? It's sweet. It's totally free. We're not caught of any idea of freedom, but we are free. And so this inherent freedom that Suzuki refers to, I would call freedomless freedom. No idea of freedom. That's why we're free. That's why it's freedomless. No idea of freedom, but just the direct experience that children of play have. Children engage the world with delight, with no thought of being free to do so. And they also have no sense of separation from the world in which they are engaged. They're free. They don't need a Zen teacher. So in Zen, the child has what we call original mind. It is the mind that's unfettered by convention, concepts, and compartmentalization. It's the mind that expresses naturalness, creativity, boundless energy, and at oneness. Children know their face before their mother was born. So who here knows their face before their mother was born? Who here is freedomously freedom? So here's one of my famous Chinese poets, which I've read tons of poems before, a poet in the 14th century, and was referred to as a Chinese mountain poet. That's a poet that, there are many of these poets, but legend has it that they would wander through the mountains looking for a teacher to teach them. So Stonehouse's poem is, "Stripped of conditions, my mind is at rest. Emptied of existence, my nature is at peace. How often at night have my windows turned white as the moon and the stream passed my door. Stripped of conditions, stripped of ideas, my mind is at rest. Emptied of existence, relieved from the confines, the mind that is empty, we're at peace. How often at night have my windows turned white as the moon and the stream passed my door." Right? That's freedom. There are no constraints. It's just the moon at night passing by the window and turning the windows white. The natural flow, a free flow of life when the mind is empty. So when the mind is empty or still, it is unencumbered by thoughts, and all that is left is just full engagement with life. And this is the mind that doesn't know, the mind that doesn't impose structure and limitation on being. It's the mind that is free. And the mind that is free is a mind that is free to bear witness to the suffering of others. We're able to be present without any preconceptions or ideas, but to simply be present to someone else. That's free. That's freedom to get to really know someone. How many of us had that experience with another person? Right? That somebody would sit in our presence and be totally open, totally free to hear who we are. It's pretty rare. So when we're free to bear witness, we see, hear, and feel directly so that we can appropriately, according to conditions, with an open heart, bear witness, engage this person, and offer what is needed. And so this is the activity of freedomless freedom. Freedom not bound by any concept of what freedom is. It's just being present. Another Stonehouse poem. 100 years slip by unnoticed. 84,000 cares dissolve in stillness. A mountain image shimmers on sunlit water. Snowflakes swirl above a glowing stove. That is freedom. So I'll end with a question about freedom. And that question is, who are you before your mother was born? Thank you.